response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The biggest moments in the games.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
The biggest voices in sports.
They crowned their ass, but they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
The heartbreak.
Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh, my God! It's picked off at the goal line! It's picked off by Gus Butler. Intended for Lockett at the goal line. Oh, my word.
The celebration.
Driving forward, diving to the goal line. A touchdown and a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Look at Brady. One more ring.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast, free Odyssey app, all your local affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375. It is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. And in this Bulletin Blitz, Bart, we will start with the Timberwolves beating the Warriors to advance to the Western Conference Finals last night. They took them down 121-110 in Game 5 to wrap up the series in Minneapolis. Julius Randle led the way with 29 points. So, of course, his guy Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, says he loves having Randle as a teammate.
The way that he communicates with us, like his attention to detail, everything, man, it's incredible. It's incredible to be his teammate. And he brings it every night, and he shows you that he wants to win. So, I'm happy to have him next to me.
Yeah, that trade, remember, that all took us by surprise. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, swap for Karl Anthony Towns, Cat and Edwards had a good thing going there. And it took the Timberwolves a while. They were floating around 500 until they beat the Mavs on Christmas and then kind of figured it out. Randle been a big part of that. God, I want to see now. We don't really ever get that. But to see that trade where it's mutually benefited both teams, to see them play against each other in an NBA Finals would be so great, so incredible, such a good thing for the sport. That's why we're totally not going to get it.
Yeah, but we're going to get Pacers Thunder.
Yeah. Which, I was all aboard Thunder Cavs, but I'm not aboard Thunder and Pacers.
Yeah, I think the Pacers have cemented themselves this postseason as the villains to root against.
Can I give you some non-Bart Winkler, but still Winkler analysis?
Sure.
So my kid watches these games at night to go to sleep. We stop reading books. We watch sports. And so we're an anti-Pacers household. And my wife said tonight that she said, oh, the Pacers won't win the title if they make it. The Nuggets and the Thunder are by far the two best teams that I've seen in watching basketball the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Rare analysis coming from left field.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
How excited did you get physically?
I don't think I could have married like a sports fan. I think that would have been weird.
Oh, but, it's great. No, my wife's a sports fan. We click.
I don't know.
I don't think we could have like been together if we rooted for the same teams. Because we root together in two sports, and it's kind of odd. I kind of like the dynamics to spice things up when the Mets are here.
Because then you got something to bet on, you sick
bird. That's right. You wear the maid outfit this time. Let's go to the losing team. Here's the Warriors. Steve Kerr, he did speak yesterday, and we played that audio for you, that he's not going to use the Curry injury as an excuse. But he did wonder what could have happened, what could have been, if Curry didn't get hurt in the first place.
I know we had a shot. I know we could have gone the distance. Maybe we wouldn't have, but it doesn't matter. Again, everything in the playoffs is about who stays healthy and who gets hot.
Yeah, I think they would have. I think Golden State, they won that first game. I thought they were looking sharp. Now, I think the series may still be going on. So that is something I think we can all agree with, that there would be a game six. And maybe Minnesota would take it. But certainly we were robbed of seeing how that would go down, which is a shame because the Warriors, you know, just like the Timberwolves had figured it out, Warriors needed to make a trade to do it, but they looked like they had figured it out, and I was hoping for a nice long series there.
Well, what's next for the Warriors? Because, like, now that they're out, you know, Steph Curry's another year older, Draymond Green another year older, Jimmy Butler obviously just came over from Miami. So Curry was asked on how he views the next 1 to 2 years.
Nothing is, you know, guaranteed in terms of you being competitive or being a contender. So, yeah, our contracts are all me, Draymond, Steve, Jimmy, all 2 years, and we want this ride to last as long as possible, but it's just about, like, what does this team need for next year?
The supporting cast will look different. I don't know how. I don't know who. I don't know when, but it will. But it is now. You got to start to think. I know Jimmy just got there, but and Clay, you know, they're doing it without Clay. But there will be a Warriors team within the next couple of years that don't have Steph, that doesn't have Draymond, that may not have Steve Kerr. It's just going to be weird when that era of Warriors basketball goes away.
All right, let's switch gears here. Let's actually go to Major League Baseball. And it's not something that I say often, but this is the season is vexing for a couple of teams. One of them we'll highlight here. The Twins beat the Orioles 4-0 today. It's the Minnesota's 11th straight win. That's great for them. It really is. But I need to talk about how bad the Orioles are right now. They're 15-27. They're last in the American League East. They have a minus 74 run differential. What the hell is going on? Orioles manager Brandon Hyde said the team has got to, quote, put in the effort to get better.
Obviously, we're hitting 220-something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe, giving up over 5 runs a game. So we got to continue to, you know, put the effort in.
Yeah, I don't get what's going on there. Like I said, this is my World Series pick. Oops. 3-game losing streak. Yeah, not good. They've got the Nationals. Well, they got the Nationals this weekend, so that should be competitive. Then they have the Brewers next week. So that's 3 wins. So they'll get back on track. They don't have anything to worry about there, I think. So we'll see what happens. All right, good blitz, bulletin blitz.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.